A. 1. Mr. and Mrs. Green enjoy taking a walk along the beach. 1. Mr. and Mrs. Green enjoy taking a walk along the beach.
2. The boy has formed a habit of running every morning. 2. The boy has formed a habit of running every morning.
3. Lucy and Sam took a business trip to Beijing by plane. 3. Lucy and Sam took a business trip to Beijing by plane.
4. Simon was excited that his friend came to visit him. 4. Simon was excited that his friend came to visit him.
5. The manager is busy with his daily office work. 5. The manager is busy with his daily office work. B. 6. Let's take a break. Would you like something to drink? Tea or coffee?
Neither. Can I have some juice, please?
Question. What does the woman want? 6. Let's take a break. Would you like something to drink? Tea or coffee?
Neither. Can I have some juice, please?
Question. What does the woman want? 7. Excuse me, is there a bookstore here in the shopping mall?
Yes, there's one on the 4th floor next to the supermarket.
Thank you.
Question. What is the man looking for?
7. Excuse me, is there a bookstore here in the shopping mall?
Yes, there's one on the 4th floor next to the supermarket.
Thank you.
Question. What is the man looking for? 8. Alan, do you know what time the museum opens?
It opens at 10 o'clock on weekdays and 9:30 on weekends.
Question. When does the museum open on weekdays? 8. Alan, do you know what time the museum opens?
It opens at 10 o'clock on weekdays and 9:30 on weekends.
Question. When does the museum open on weekdays?
9. Could I speak to Mr. Smith?
I'm sorry, he's giving a lecture online. Can I take a message?
No thanks. I'll call him later.
Question. What is Mr. Smith doing?
9. Could I speak to Mr. Smith?
I'm sorry, he's giving a lecture online. Can I take a message?
No thanks. I'll call him later.
Question. What is Mr. Smith doing? 10. Excuse me, I'd like to return this jacket.
Is there anything wrong?
I bought it for my son, but he doesn't like the style.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
10. Excuse me, I'd like to return this jacket.
Is there anything wrong?
I bought it for my son, but he doesn't like the style.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
C. Saturday came. It was a big day for Sarah's family. There was going to be a party for Sarah's brother, Peter. He had just graduated from high school. Early in the morning, Peter had a quick breakfast and left home in a hurry. Sarah was still in bed when her mum came in. Mum asked her to do the cleaning and decorate the living room. Sarah was not happy to get up so early, but she agreed to help. After breakfast, the parents started to prepare food for the party. Sarah began to clean the house. Several hours later, they finished all the work and were very tired. Sarah wondered why her brother Peter did nothing for his own party. At about 5, Peter came back home and saw the decoration and the food. He was so thankful for everything the family had done for his party. He told the family excitedly that he did a few interviews and got a summer job that day, and in this way he could help to pay for college. Sarah realized it was also a busy day for Peter. She gave him a big hug and said to him, Enjoy the party. C. Saturday came. It was a big day for Sarah's family. There was going to be a party for Sarah's brother, Peter. He had just graduated from high school. Early in the morning, Peter had a quick breakfast and left home in a hurry. Sarah was still in bed when her mum came in. Mum asked her to do the cleaning and decorate the living room. Sarah was not happy to get up so early, but she agreed to help. After breakfast, the parents started to prepare food for the party. Sarah began to clean the house. Several hours later, they finished all the work and were very tired. Sarah wondered why her brother Peter did nothing for his own party. At about 5, Peter came back home and saw the decoration and the food. He was so thankful for everything the family had done for his party. He told the family excitedly that he did a few interviews and got a summer job that day, and in this way he could help to pay for college. Sarah realized it was also a busy day for Peter. She gave him a big hug and said to him, "Enjoy the party." D. Hey Frank, do you want to be my partner for the school project?
Sure, Kathy. I'm glad you asked me. The project is to create a building with used materials. Do you have any idea?
I am thinking about making a mini treehouse.
That sounds fun. Then what about the materials, Kathy?
I had some old gift boxes at home. They can be used for the project.
Gift boxes? Good idea. We can use them to make the base of the house.
Yes. Well, do you have any used materials, Frank?
My brother and I have saved some plastic bottles.
Great. Then when shall we start our project? What about tomorrow?
Sorry, tomorrow. I'll have a basketball game. How about Friday?
Okay, let's start on Friday. I can do the cutting of the materials. Do you want to do the painting?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at painting.
That's nice. I'm sure we'll work well together.
You're right. I believe we'll make a good team.
I can't wait to start our project. D. Hey Frank, do you want to be my partner for the school project?
Sure, Kathy. I'm glad you asked me. The project is to create a building with used materials. Do you have any idea?
I am thinking about making a mini treehouse.
That sounds fun. Then what about the materials, Kathy?
I had some old gift boxes at home. They can be used for the project.
Gift boxes? Good idea. We can use them to make the base of the house.
Yes. Well, do you have any used materials, Frank?
My brother and I have saved some plastic bottles.
Great. Then when shall we start our project? What about tomorrow?
Sorry, tomorrow. I'll have a basketball game. How about Friday?
Okay, let's start on Friday. I can do the cutting of the materials. Do you want to do the painting?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at painting.
That's nice. I'm sure we'll work well together.
You're right. I believe we'll make a good team.
I can't wait to start our project.